Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you. God bless you on tonight. God bless each and everyone on tonight. We are here yet again. Amen. We've gathered together in this place to worship our risen Lord. Amen. We give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. We want to thank God for each and every one of you on tonight that have come to be a part of this PNN broadcast on tonight. Amen. We bless him. We thank him tonight. We pray that you had a beautiful time in your several services on today. Amen. On this resurrection day. Glory to God. Amen. We pray, amen, Jesus, that you were able to commemorate the risen Savior on today. Amen. Because he gave his life, we live. And we give God thanks. We give God praise on today. Amen. We glorify, we magnify him. Amen. For all of his goodness. Amen. And for all of his grace. Glory be to God. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you for joining us tonight. Amen. Whether you're joining us from, amen, across the world, way across the world. Glory to God. We just give God thanks and we give God praise for you on tonight. Amen. Thank you for joining us. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. We bless him on tonight. Amen. Truly, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we certainly do rejoice, and we're glad in it on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Glory be to God. I almost, amen, would like to have testimony service on tonight. Glory be to God, amen, but realizing, glory be to God, perhaps, amen, some of you have been in two or maybe three services on tonight, amen, I realize that would somewhat kind of stretch it on tonight, so we're not going to stretch it, glory to God, we're not going to stretch it on tonight, amen, Jesus, but we have come on tonight yet again for those that have not or perhaps were not able to go to the house of the Lord on tonight. Here we are. We have gathered on tonight. Amen. Glory to God for our brothers and our sisters. Glory to God that they on tonight may receive a word from the Lord. Amen. Glory to God that they may receive a word from the Lord on tonight. Amen, and be blessed. Glory be to God. That's what we're here for. Amen. We're for here for the lost. We're here for the downtrodden. Amen. We're here for those, amen, that a way has not been prepared, a way has not been made. Glory to God. Here we are over these airways. Glory to God. Amen. Bringing forth this word that the people of God may hear and come to liberty. Amen, that the people of God may hear and be blessed. Glory to God, that they may receive directions from the Lord. Glory to God, just whatever they need. Amen, Jesus, that they may receive it from the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. We're grateful to be back. Amen, here again. Glory to God, in the presence of the Lord. Glory to God. We are so grateful. Truly, we can say the Lord has done us well. Amen. We're here. Right now, we're here in this hour, and we can truly say that the Lord has done us well. Amen. Glory be to God. And we, amen, Jesus, we're going to endeavor not to hold you too long on tonight. Glory be to God. Amen. Realizing some of you are perhaps traveling and just getting in. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen, Jesus. So we just bless the Lord. Amen. We just bless the Lord on tonight. Glory be to God. Again, we will be rebroadcasting from our library on tonight. Glory to God. And I tell you, I have been blessed. I have been blessed by these rebroadcasts, people of God. I don't know about you. Amen. I don't know about you. Amen. But I'm telling you, the Lord has truly been blessing me, opening yet my understanding on some things. Amen. And I just bless the Lord for that on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Truly, God is good. God is great. And he's greatly to be praised. Amen. Glory be to God. He's great. He's great. He's great. And he's greatly to be praised. Amen. Glory be to God. So tonight, again, we'll be rebroadcasting, people of God. We pray that you get your hearts ready on tonight. Glory to God. Get your minds ready on tonight. Just want to thank the Lord tonight for our, amen, Jesus, our leaders. Amen. Just want to thank God for each and every one of them on tonight. Thanking the Lord for, amen, Jesus. Thanking the Lord for, amen, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thanking the Lord tonight for our celestial intercessor. Thanking the Lord tonight, amen, for our senior apostle on tonight. Glory be to God, Dr. Samuel Huggins James. And thanking him on tonight, people of God, for, amen, our presiding bishop, Bishop K.A. Tina. And thanking God tonight for my pastor, Apostle D.G. Taylor, Sr. Amen. Thanking God tonight for all of our advisors, each and every one of them. We give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. Glory to God for each and every one of them. Amen. And we thank God for you. We thank God for each of you, people of God. We bless the Lord. Amen, Jesus. We bless him. We bless him. Amen. We bless the Lord on tonight. Amen. Truly, God is great, and he's greatly to be praised. Amen. I say that again. Truly, the Lord is great, and he's greatly to be praised. Amen. Glory be to God. We pray that you've come on tonight. Glory to God, you come with intention on tonight. You come to receive something from the Lord on tonight. We pray that you came to receive something from the Lord on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. We pray, glory to God, that you're intentional in your coming. Amen, Jesus, intentional. Amen. Glory be to God. We pray that you, amen, you got Jesus on your mind. Amen. We pray that you came looking for something from the Lord on tonight. Amen. Glory to God, because we know that what you need, God's got it. Amen. God's got everything that you need. Glory to God. Amen, Jesus. We just apply the faith, glory to God, because it's already done. Amen. We just apply the faith. Glory to God, because already done. Amen. Glory be to God. So we bless him again on tonight. We thank him. Glory be to God. As we stated, we're going to be, amen, rebroadcasting on tonight. Glory be to God. And we pray, amen, that you bring your hearts and your minds in on tonight. Glory be to God. We're just going to go right into our broadcast on tonight. Amen.
The recording has started.
Right in on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Write down from our prayer. Amen. So set your heart, set your mind on tonight. Get your pen. Get your pencil. Amen. Get your iPad. Lord God, get your phone. If you take messages on your phone, whatever you need on tonight to take your messages, glory to God, we would that you make preparation on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. So we're going into our broadcast on tonight. Glory be to God. Our speaker tonight, amen, Jesus, is, glory be to God, Overseer Horace Oliver. Amen. He's our, amen, speaker on tonight, our rebroadcasting speaker on tonight. Glory to God. But we'll go further into the program. People of God, God bless you on tonight. We love you. We appreciate you on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Let's go, amen, into the broadcast. Blessings to you.
Thanks.
Amen. Begin to give God thanks on the day. Let's begin to give him praise. Amen. Jesus, come on and just love on him. Amen. Just love on him and appreciate him. Glory to God. Love on him and appreciate him for all that he's done. Just love on him and appreciate him. Glory be to God. Hallelujah for saving you on today. Be thankful. Glory to God. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because he didn't have to do it. Glory to God, but he did. And we give him thanks. We give him praise. Begin to just thank him on today. Glory to God. As the scripture said, let us enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. So we're thankful. We're thankful unto him. We're thankful, Glory to God, for him. Glory to God for just giving his life. Amen. Glory be to God for giving his life that we might live. We give God thanks. We give him praise. We bless him on today for keeping
muted
and keeping our hearts. Glory to God for preserving our spirit. We give the Lord thanks. We give him praise. We thank him on today. Hallelujah for keeping us from danger, seen and unseen. Glory to God. Hallelujah for maintaining us. Amen. Some of us raising us up. Amen. Giving us strength on tonight. Glory to God. We give God praise. Hallelujah because we owe it to him. We owe, God. We owe him a praise. We owe him a praise. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So just begin to praise him. Hallelujah. Just open up your mouth and begin to praise him. Hallelujah. We're going in together. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God because he's here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He's here to hear what you have to say. Amen, Jesus. So let us go in together. Glory be to God. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We bless you on today. We bless your precious name. Glory be to God. We bless you for who you are. We bless you, glory be to God, for all that you've done. We're blessing you on today. Glory be to God, for our life is in your hand. And for that, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We bless you on today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. For had it not been you on our side, we would be lost. But we're thanking you on tonight. We're thanking you, glory be to God, for your saving grace. We're thanking you on tonight. Hallelujah. For when we were yet polluted in our sins, you looked upon us and you said to live. And we're thanking you for extending life unto us. We're thanking you for breathing into us the breath of life. We're thanking you on tonight. Glory be to God for your shed blood on Calvary. Hallelujah. We bless you on tonight. We bless you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. For you are yet true to your word. You said in your word, oh God, that you'd never leave us nor would you forsake us. And we're thanking you for that on tonight. For we're standing on your word. We're holding to your word. Glory to God because we know that you cannot lie. And for this, we're thanking you on tonight. Hallelujah, from Genesis to Revelation. Glory to God, your word has not changed. You have not changed. We're thanking you for being so faithful on today. We're thanking you, glory be to God, for hallelujah. Hallelujah for loving on us. We're thanking you tonight. We glorify you. We bless you on tonight. And Father, we're asking that you would look upon us tonight. Look upon each and every one of us. You know us name by name. You know the very hairs that are upon our heads. And Father, we're thanking you on tonight. Hallelujah. Because you created us in your image and likeness. And we come to thank you on tonight. We're asking you tonight, Father, that you would look upon us. Look upon us not in your wrath, but look upon us on Kaya. Look upon us, Lord, to God, in your grace. Look upon us on tonight, oh God, in your mercies. In the precious name, Jesus, we're asking you on tonight, oh God, to forgive us of our sins. Forgive us of anything. Forgive us, glory to God. Hallelujah, if we thought wrong. Forgive us, glory to God, if our motives have been wrong. We're asking you to forgive us now. In the precious name of Jesus, we're asking you to create in us a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within us. Renew a righteous spirit within us, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. Hallelujah, we're asking you on tonight. Glory be to God that you would sanctify us. Sanctify us through and through. Sanctify our minds, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. Sanctify us, make us clean. Sanctify us, make us pure, that our thoughts will be pure before you. In the precious name of Jesus, sanctify our spirit. Revive us again. Revive us again, oh God. Revive us again. In the precious name of Jesus, revive us and quicken us yet again. In the precious name, Jesus, in your precious name. Glory be to God. We're asking you to do it today, oh God. We're asking you to look upon the Unto you, Lord. Glory to God, but it shall accomplish glory to God, in every heart that you desire. Father, we thank you. We bless you. We honor you now. We glorify you for all of these things. We're asking you that, oh God, that you would hide us behind the cross. Cover us in your shed blood. Cover us and we shall be covered. Hide us and we shall be hid. Let us not be sitting targets for the enemy, Father. But we're thanking you on tonight that you caused us, your people, to sit in heavenly places. We're thanking you on tonight for dominion, authority. We're thanking you for power. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The power, glory to God, the greater than he that is in the world. Father, we thank you. We bless you now. We honor you. We glorify you for these things. In thy precious name, Jesus, glory be to God. And let the people of God say amen. 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 Let the people of God say amen on tonight. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen for your blessing. Amen for your healing. Amen for the word. Amen. Glory be to God. And people of God, amen. Hallelujah. We will delay no longer. But we again give God thanks. We give God praise again. For this is day number 172. Amen, Jesus, that the Lord has had us here. Glory to God. He has brought some awesome speakers. Amen. Anointed, appointed, divinely set up by God. Amen, to come and deliver a word unto his people. And tonight, people of God, amen, this man of God is no stranger. Amen. We're thanking the Lord, amen, that he, glory be to God, had the opportunity to come and be with us again. Quite a busy man, but we thank God for him. Thank God for his presence. Amen. Thanking him for, glory be to God, keeping this divine appointment. Amen. Glory to God. People of God, we are going to Midway. We're going to Midway, Georgia. Amen. We're going out to Midway, Georgia. Glory be to God by way of Solomon's Temple Holiness Church. Glory be to God. People of God, we want to welcome back to the platform. Glory be to God, none other than the overseer and pastor, Horace Oliver. God bless you, man of God. God bless you. God bless you. Can you hear me? Yes, sir, we can. Okay, God bless you. Let's give God a big praise. We have no protocol that has been made, but let's give God a big praise again tonight. Yes. Lord God, we thank you. We glorify you tonight. We lift you up. We just thank God for his greatness. Thank God for Evangelist Bradley. God bless you on this 172 days.
Amen. God bless you, man.
Service. And yes, we give God praise tonight. We give God honor tonight. Amen. For my wife, Sister Brenda. We just thank God for all that he is doing for us and all that God is, amen, showing himself powerful. Glory to God in our lives, day in and day out. God is proving himself as God. God is proving himself that he is yet alive. He is proving to us, glory to God, as the word says, he's a very present help. Glory to God. But he is right there where you are. Amen. I'm so happy to know that there's no circumstance gets so great till God leaves me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If he can be with the Hebrew boys in the furnace, then certainly he'll be with us. Amen. So we give him praise tonight and we thank him. Amen. For this other opportunity. Amen. To come back and speak to the people of God. Amen. On the word of God tonight. We just give God praise tonight for the opportunity, amen, to express and expound on the word of God. For the word of God is our food. The word of God is our life. The word of God, amen, is my direction, amen, of what God wants to use or how he wants to carry me or carry us through this life and how he wants me to live in this life. The word, amen, amen, is a mirror before me, and I have to walk. Amen. Not only just walk or talk it, but I'm going to have to live it. Amen. To see the results of what God's word declares. Thank the Lord. Amen. It's a proven word to me that glory to God. His word stands sure. Amen. And I thank him tonight. Amen. For proving himself to me. Amen. And I thank him for his goodness and his mercy. Tonight, glory to God, I'm coming before you tonight. Amen. With the word of God, a word that God have given to me, glory to God, this particular text that God dropped in my heart. First, he gave me, amen, a thought, amen. And I said, Lord, amen, what can I do? Amen, I hear what you're saying, but
What do you want me to do? If there's somebody tonight, glory to God, there are some people tonight that this word of God, which you have dropped in our heart tonight, the thought that he gave me, not only gave me the thought, but he gave me, glory to God, the word of God, amen, will come with this thought, amen. And I thank God tonight that, glory to God, he is so much in love with people. He is so much in love with humanity that, glory to God, God is reaching out to the world that whosoever will hear, glory to God, hear and your soul shall live. And God is reaching out, glory to God, with this radio broadcast, and God is reaching out to the world. He's reaching out to men and women, boys and girls. It is time for us now to hear the word of God, and glory to God, and hear and your soul will live. Somebody tonight, glory to God, feel that glory to God, you are alienated and you are ostracized, you are pushed aside, but God says tonight, I want you to listen to me real careful tonight in the word of God and see, I want you to see crystal clear that, glory to God, in spite of where you are, God will come right where you are. He'll come to you, glory to God, with your heart is sincere and your mind is sincere and your spirit is sincere, regardless of where you are, regardless of how far you have sinned, God will come where you are. Tonight, glory to God, I want you to get your Bible turned to St. Mark. St. Mark tonight, glory to God, amen. St. Mark 5, amen. I'm going to give you this theme in a little bit. But St. Mark 5, 1 through 19, I'm going to read that real, I'm going to try to read that little through, and we can get right into what God has dropped in my heart, amen, to give to the people of God. Amen. Stay with it. You have to stick with it. Amen. Stay with the message tonight, because God is sending a word tonight for, I take this word for me, amen, but somebody tonight, glory to God, going to cry, holy in the name of Jesus tonight. Glory to God. We will find us tonight in St. Mark, amen, 5 and 1. And I'll begin reading. We'll be coming back to verse 4. But I'll be reading from St. Mark 5 and 1. And it reads, and there came over unto the other side of the sea, unto the country of the Gadarenes. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tomb a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among the tomb. And no man could bind him, no, not with chains, because that he had been often bound with feathers and chains, and chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the broken in pieces, and the feathers broken in pieces. Neither could any man tame him. 5. And always, night and day, he was in the tomb, crying and cutting himself with stones. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him, and cried with a loud voice, and said, what have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not. For he said unto him, come out of the man, thou unclean. And he asked him, what is thy name? And he answered, saying, my name is Legion, for we are many. And he besought him much that he would not send them away out of the country. Now there was there near unto the mountain a great herd of swine feeding, and all the devils besought him, saying, send us into the swine, that we may enter unto them. And therefore Jesus gave them leave, and the unclean spirit went out and entered unto the swine, and the herd ran violently down the steep plain unto the sea, and they were about 2,000 and were choked into the sea. And they that fed the swine fled and told it unto the city and in the country. And they went out to see what it was that was done. Verse 15. And they came to Jesus, and seeing him that were possessed with the devil, and had the legion sitting and clothed in his right mind, and they were afraid. And they that saw it told them now how it befell him that was possessed with the devil, and also considering the swine. And they began to pray for him to depart out of the course. And when he was come unto the ship, he that had been possessed with the devil prayed that he may be with him. How about Jesus? Howbeit Jesus suffered him not, but said unto him, go home to thy friends and tell them how great things the Lord had done for thee and had been compassion on thee. Amen. Let us say praise the Lord. Here we have a thought tonight, amen, on this particular text, what God gave me, amen, 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 mark for non-repairable. Marked for non-repairable. The non-repairable means that cannot be repaired, nor that unable to be fixed. It can't be fixed, it can't be repaired. I don't know if you ever had something or told to you that way. The mark for non. I took a watch to the shop the other day, and I wanted my good and pretty nice watch, I wanted to be fixed. And the guy called me and said, Mr. Oliver, hey man, this is a nice looking watch, but it cannot be repairable, which means it's no more good. It's pretty, but it's no more good. It can't be fixed. And I want you to know that, glory to God, to bring you to a clear understanding of what I want to get you to see tonight, is that when sin came in the world, we was all laced with a ticket marked for non-repairable. We was all marked for non-repairable. Amen. Sister Judy will read for us tonight, verse 4. Amen. If she's on tonight, maybe I can go ahead. But verse 4 says, amen, because that he had been often bound with feathers and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the feathers broken in pieces, neither could any man tame him. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying, cutting himself with stones. Here this young man in this particular region, amen, that he, before Jesus got there, glory to God, many years that he was going through, glory to God, a turmoil. He was possessed, amen, with demons. Yes. He was possessed with unclean spirits. He was possessed, amen, with spirits that, glory to God, that caused him, glory to God, to cut himself with stones and lived in a cemetery among the dead. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And so here the city, glory to God, as the city tried to let us go out and help this young man, then the city, glory to God, found him that he could not be tamed. Amen. They tried to bind him with chains to help him. Amen. They tried to bind him with feathers, glory to God, that could not help him. They tried to bind him with ropes that to try to help him. Glory to God. So sister found that they could not help him in no aspect. Everything we tried, the young man wouldn't allow us, glory to God, to help him. So they lynched him. They ticketed him. They ticketed him with a ticket, glory to God, marked for, glory to God, non, glory to God, repairable. He cannot be prepared, repaired. He cannot be fixed like the watch. He cannot be fixed. See, some people that, glory to God, in the world today, glory to God, they may feel, glory to God, they are taking it that they are unrepairable, that they can't be fixed. There's no hope for me. I've done too much of wrong. I've done too much of sin. I've hurt too many people, and I can't be repaired. Hallelujah. Sin will write you off. Society will write you off that it's unprepared, that it's non-repairable. Glory to God, what you've done was too great. But I want you to know tonight, glory to God, don't let, glory to God, sin or nature or the nature of sin, don't let it lace you, glory to God, marked for non-repairable, that you can't be repaired, that you can't be fixed. And this young man was in such a case, couldn't be fixed. But the Bible says, glory to God, when the city gave up on him, you ever had anybody give up on you? You ever had anybody that said, I'm through with you, that I washed my hand with you, I'm finished with you, I'm done with you? Glory to God. That means that, glory to God, you cannot be, you are not repairable. That means in their sight, you can't be fixed. In their sight, there's no hope for you. In their sight, you are done. In their sight, I'm not doing anything else to help you. Glory to God. But the Bible says in verse, glory to God, hallelujah. The Bible said in verse 5, it says, and they came over unto the other side of the sea, unto the country of the Gadarenes. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately, who came? Who came? See, Jesus came where he was. Yes. Hallelujah. I want you to know that, glory to God, Jesus will come when everyone else rejects you, when everyone else, glory to God, they have nothing else to do with you. When they say, glory to God, I'm through with you. Glory to God, there's no hope for you. But I want you to know tonight that, glory to God, Jesus heard the cry of that young man cutting himself in the tomb. Somebody tonight is crying secretly that your voice may not be heard, but glory to God, your spirit is crying out to God. And glory to God, verse 2 said, and when he was come out of the ship, who? Jesus, immediately, Jesus came across the water, glory to God, for that particular purpose to come over because he knew that this young man was in a critical situation. Jesus know where you are tonight. He know where you're crying from tonight. He know what you're going through tonight. And he's saying tonight to let you know I'm on my way to fix your situation. I'm on my way to bring you out tonight. I send this word tonight to let you know I'm on my way. To let you know tonight I'm there to fix it. I got what it takes to bring you out. I got what it takes to bring you through. I got the power and the sources. Glory to God to give you all the joy. So glory to God to forgive you. Glory to God to wash you clean. Glory to God to bring you up and bring you out of the muck and the mud. I got the power and I'm on my way. So here Jesus, the Bible says, that when he came on the other side, glory to God, just immediately, glory to God, hallelujah, immediately, there met him out of the tomb a man with an unclean spirit. The unclean spirit. Immediately when Jesus came. Immediately, Jesus came out of the ship because the devil knew who he was. Yes, yes. See, he knew who he was. Not only knew he know who he was, but he knew the purpose Jesus coming to do because Jesus came for the purpose to cast him out, the young man. He came for the purpose, glory to God, to set him free. He came across the water knowing who was on the other side of the water. You ain't got to tell Jesus, glory to God, what you're going through. You ain't got to tell Jesus what the problem you're facing. He already knows. And glory to God, here in verse 3 says, who had his dwelling among the tombs? And no man could bind him, glory to God, no, not with chains. They tried to help him. They tried to come over to him. People try to help. People will help you to a certain extent. And they'll help you until they get to the place I'm tired. Lord have mercy, I'm so glad Jesus don't get tired. I'm so happy that Jesus will stay with you. I'm so glad that glory to God, he'll endure with you. And the Bible said in verse 4 that because that he had been often bound with what? Feathers. Glory to God. And chains. They bind it with two different ingredients.
Yes.
Two different things. People will bind you with, the sin will bind you with not one thing, but sin will bind you with two things.
Yes.
Glory to God. Not two things, but three things.
Yes.
Sin will, people try to get sin out of you, and glory to God. And sin will, sin binds you.
Yes.
Glory to God. And it says, and God did it. And the Bible says, and the chains and the that had been plucked asunder by him. He was strong. Those spirits were strong.
Yes.
That's why I see the spirit of sin. They're strong. Demons are strong. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. People don't like talking about this, but demons are strong. But glory to God, Jesus is stronger. Glory to God. And the feathers broken in pieces. Neither could any man tame him. Which means he will wild.
Yes.
Sin will make you wild. And it says, and always, night and day,
yes,
no rest. That's what I'm saying tonight. People are somebody tired of sin.
Yes. Yes.
That's what the devil do. The devil will make us, glory to God. He gives us no rest. We don't rest night nor day.
Yes.
Glory to God. I'm a living witness. I'm a living witness that glory to God. When those spirits get a hold of your mind, it's just as you just said, glory to God, you don't rest night or day. There's no peace to you.
Yes.
You never get enough. You're always unsatisfied.
Yes.
Somebody always unsatisfied, looking for peace and all in the wrong place. Looking for comfort all in the wrong place. For it in men. Looking for it in women, looking for it in money, looking for it in drugs, looking for it in alcohol, looking for it in dope. Amen. I can tell you tonight, it's no need to go there. I done been there, done that.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Done been to the bottom of the drunk. Hallelujah, glory to God. I can tell you what's in the bottom of the drunk.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. And that's what sin did night and day. He was tormented. He was in the mountains.
Yes.
And in the tomb. Crying and cutting himself with stones. But when he saw Jesus, hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When that spirit saw Jesus, it's not the man. The man, the devil was in him. But when he saw Jesus, glory to God. After, when he saw Jesus, afar off, Jesus wasn't close yet. When he saw Jesus to fall, he used the boy's legs.
Yes.
He used the boy's legs.
Yes.
He got in the boy's legs and he ran and worshipped him. He ran and worshipped him. Glory to God. Mark for God repent. The city said it was no hope for
him.
He was mocked. He was lame, but no repent.
Yes.
Can't be repent. He's done. He's finished. He come out of the night. The enemy wants to lace you. He want to tag you. But non-repairable.
Yes.
Can't be fixed. No hope. It's through for you. You're finished. You're through. Glory to God. But I want to tell you tonight, you ain't finished.
Yes.
God said, I ain't through.
Yes.
I'm not through with you yet.
Yes.
But the Bible says, glory to God, in the 7th verse, and cry with a loud voice, saying, what have I to do with thee, Jesus, thy Son of God, the Most High God? What am I going to do with you?
Yes.
I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not. Don't trouble me.
Yes.
I'm comfortable in here. This boy makes me happy.
Hallelujah.
He do the things I want to do. I admit, when I want to see blood, I can cut it in blood gushout. When I want to go out and drink, I can use him. He'll drink all the liquor you want.
Yes.
If I want to use him to stretch, I use him. He'll stretch all the night long.
Thank you,
if I want to use him for anything, I'm comfortable with this body. I love this body.
Yes.
I want this body. Glory to God. And he cried with that that loud voice. Then what have I to do with you? What you come bothering me for?
Yes.
Bothering you is you are tormenting God's property. I want you to know tonight that you belong to Jesus.
Yes.
Your body is Jesus. You don't belong to the devil. You belong to Jesus. Regardless of what the predicament you might think you in, and you are so happy doing it, but I want you to know that is not your body. That is not your body. That body belongs to Jesus. It never was meant to be used by Satan. If you don't give your body over to him, don't let your body be used by him.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Your body belongs to Jesus. Not him. He made you your own moral free agent. But glory to God, you your own moral free agent, but that ain't your body. That body belongs to Jesus. And the Bible says and cried with a loud voice, saying, what have I to do with thee, thou Jesus, thou Son of God, of the Most High God?
Yes.
I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not.
Yes.
For he said unto him, come out of the man,
yes,
thou unclean spirit. Come out of him. Come out. That child belongs to me. Glory to God, you are trespassing on what is mine. Hallelujah, Jesus. You say, well, it looks like what I enjoy doing what I'm doing. Well, it's not you doing it anyway.
Yes.
It is the work of the Spirit in you doing it.
Yes.
Deep down within, you are a good person. Deep down within, you're not satisfied doing what you're doing. Glory to God. Verse 19. And he asked him, what is thy name? And he answered and saying, my name is Legion, for we are many. The Roman, glory to God, the Roman itself, equivalent to a Roman empire, Roman army, consisted of, glory to God, 3,000 to 6,000 soldiers. So this young man had over 3,000 or 6,000 demons in him. Now that's a lot of demons. But yet and still, Jesus asked him, what is your name? But Jesus knew who he was. And he said his name is Legion, for there are many. It is a lot of them. It's not just one of them. It's a lot of them. And that's what he wants to do. He wants to compact us. He wants to compact you with a whole a forum of demons. Glory to God. I want you to know tonight, glory to God, that glory to God, it's time to break through. It's time to get a breakthrough from this spirit, these demonistic spirits. It's time to get a break, to get a breakthrough, to get free. Glory to God, in your mind, in your spirit, in your soul, in your heart, in your thoughts. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God, because the Jesus I know, glory to God, he has the power and the resources, glory to God, to cleanse you and make you clean. He said, come unto me, all you that labor, a heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. First Timothy, and he, glory to God, besought him much that he would not send them away out of the country. What you mean, don't send them out the country? Don't send them out the country? What you mean? You mean the devil liked he liked the country too?
Yeah.
Don't send me out the country. Glory to God. Don't send me out the country. Let me stay in the country.
Yes.
Now, I ain't talking about the country in the woods, but just don't leave me out of the state. Let me stay in this state.
Yes.
Why? Because if you cast me out in this state, I can go and find somebody else. If I come out this boy, I can go and find somebody else. And the devil is looking for whosoever will let him come in. He's looking for you.
Yes.
But tell him, look, this house is not for rent.
Yes.
This house is not up for sale. This house already have an occupant, and his name is Jesus.
Yes.
This house already have somebody that's staying. This house right here have somebody in it already. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Now there was near. Okay, I'm going to tell you what you can do, though. I'm going to tell you what you can do in verse 11. Say, now there was near, glory to God, unto the mountain, a great high herd of swine feeding. There's a bunch of hogs feeding.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And all the devils besought him, saying, send us into the swine, that we may what? Enter unto them. Those spirits, see, you have to understand tonight that, glory to God, the spirits, they are spirits, and spirits can enter. careful, glory to God, of where you hanging, who you hanging with, and what are their agenda. Amen. Watch things. Watch people. Watch what you're saying. Watch who you hanging around. Who you hang with, that way you're going to succumb.
Yes.
If you hang with a dog, you will get clean.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Tonight, I'm telling you, glory to God, sin want to mark you, glory to God, for non-repairable.
Yes.
That's what it want to mark you with, which means you can't be fixed. You cannot, if there's no hope for you. Hallelujah. But I'm going to skip over now to verse 15.
Yes.
Glory to God. Verse 15 says, and they came to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
All right. After they found out that, glory to God, the spirit went into those swine, because all those hogs, the owners that had those hogs, amen, the keepers that hold, that kept all the swine, amen, the owners was in the city.
Yes.
And when they found out that, glory to God, all their swine was drowned in the sea, they were, man, come, let me show you what happened here. In verse 15 says, and they came to Jesus. And seeing him that was possessed.
Yes.
The boy that had all these demons in them, instead of those people be happy for the boy, he was more sad because all the swine been dead.
Hallelujah.
People are more concerned about materialistic things than more about the spiritual things. Man is more caught up on his agenda, more on the agenda of the soul, of what the actual purpose of Jesus coming to die for. We can get so caught up, glory to God, on our agenda and the things that we want to do and lose the focus point of what the whole matter is all about. I'm so happy for this broadcast because, glory to God, it's reaching out for the souls. I'm so happy that it's reaching out for the Lord. I'm so happy that it's strengthening the faith that, glory to God, that want to maintain strength in the Lord. I'm so happy for this ministry that, glory to God, that God ordained and used. Amen. Men and women, amen, to expound on the word of God, amen, to the saints of God.
Yes.
So happy for them. And so glory to God, and it said, and they came to Jesus, and seeing that was possessed with the devil, and had their legion setting clothed in his right mind. See, when Jesus comes, regardless of where you are, regardless of what you're going through, regardless of what you were found with, here's a boy that was cutting himself in the tomb, and he was crying night and day. But when Jesus came and Jesus called the spirit, I call him out. What is your name? It's time for you to come out of him and go in the swines of your dear life. But glory to God, you're going to leave this void. Somebody tonight, I want you to know tonight that, glory to God, regardless of what sin don't want to let you go, but tonight, because Jesus said, come out of him. Come out. Glory to God. You're going to come out tonight. You're going to set that young girl free. You're going to set that young man free. I've seen numerous of demonistic spirits. I've dealt with a lot of people through the years since 1979 up to this point right here. I've dealt with people, not a whole thing, but I've dealt with certain demonistic spirits. I've seen them, glory to God, cast out. I've talked to them, glory to God, asked them who they are. I've seen them talk to me. I've heard them talk to me. But glory to God, I want you to know it can be cast out. But these days and time here now, that the devil don't have no threat, because it seems like, glory to God, it seems like we have lost the power, glory to God, to cast down these spirits, glory to God, that, glory to God, is taking control of the people's mind and taking control of their heart. They want to take control, glory to God, of men and women. They want to take control, that, glory to God, that men and women, that women don't know who they are. Men don't know who they are. They don't know if they want to be a man or a woman. A woman don't know if she want to be a man or whatever. She don't know what is sin. Sin is to blame, and we don't know. We act like we don't know what to do or how to deal with the sin, but it's a spirit. That's what it is. It is a spirit. It's not the individual, but it is a spirit. It's a spirit of Satan. It's a spirit of, glory to God. And we got to, glory to God, and let them know. I want you to know that tonight, regardless of what sin you're in, regardless of what you are found in, God is able to break the force of that enemy tonight. Glory to God. I've seen him did it. I know he did it. I know he can do it. I've seen him turn women. I've seen him turn no name, no blame. If I say the name, you'll say, oh, my God, I knew her. But I want you to know, glory to God, she was, glory to God, bound with another woman.
Yes.
I'm declaring you, I'm telling you tonight. I don't know, but I'm going to tell you, I'm going to write it just as the spirit dropping in my heart. You're another middle woman. Glory to God. And this woman was crazy about her. But glory to God. And she would call me and say, this woman, glory to God. She told her, if I ever leave you, she's going to kill her, glory to God. And she'll call me, glory to God, yes, Lord Jesus. And she'll call crying sometimes and say, I can't leave. I can't go nowhere. Everywhere I go, this woman with me. It's a demon. Yeah. It was a demon. But I want you to know, God, break that force. Yeah. He broke it, glory to God. He broke it. I couldn't get to my cousin. But during that time, when my cousin was trapped with one of them, my cousin was trapped with it, glory to God, she couldn't get away. I didn't know what to tell her. I wasn't saved in me.
Yes.
But she killed my cousin, cut that girl up. She cut her up. Cut up. It wasn't her. It was a demon. It was that spirit. The devil is alive. And we got to call these things as it is. It's not good. It's out of the course of nature. That's what got us in this coronavirus. That and many other things. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And the Bible says, and a lot of them, oh, yeah, this right here, too. Yeah, nobody don't like talking about this. People don't like talking about this.
Yes.
Oh, preacher, you're in trouble now. Man, my name is Pastor Olive.
Yes.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. My number is 912-318-2586. Glory to God. Come out your mess. Hallelujah, Jesus. That's what got us in this mess. Glory to God. 15 says, and they came to Jesus and said unto him, glory to God, with the devil, and had the legion study clothed in his right mind. See, when Jesus gets through with you, he'll clothe you in your right mind. Because see, when you do stuff like that, you ain't in your right mind. That ain't your right mind. Your mind ain't self. That is not your right mind, because that's out of the course of nature.
Thank you.
Two women can't produce nothing.
Yes.
Two men can't produce nothing.
Hallelujah.
Sorry, and I ain't sorry about it. You need to stop the mess. And preachers, don't accept it.
Yes. Yes.
Don't accept it in your church. Yeah, they have a right in the church. They have a right. Yeah, when you come to my church, yeah, you have a right to come in. You have a right to listen to the gospel. But when you come in, you sit on that pew and you sit right there. And you listen to the word as far as you go.
Yes. Amen.
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 Amen. They weren't in their right mind.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. And they were afraid when they saw the young man. But he was straight. He was right then. Jesus had already fixed. Jesus had already, glory to God, healed. He already cast that spirit. When you get the spirit out of them, you'll find out they're sweet people. You'll find out that, glory to God, they're the wonderfulest people you ever want to meet.
Yes.
But you got to get that spirit out of them.
Hallelujah.
So the verse 16 says, and they that saw it told them how it befall to him that was possessed.
Yes.
They will tell us. They told them, well, Jesus, this man, Jesus, he was talking to him. And we saw Jesus talking to him, and we saw Jesus talking to him, and talking to the spirit, and we saw that Jesus told the demon, the spirit, to come out from him, and we saw the spirit, we saw when the boy, glory to God, fell to the ground, and we saw, so they told him how it happened.
Yeah.
They told him how it happened. They told him something happened with the boy fell to the ground, and while we were standing up here, all the hogs got crazy.
Yeah.
The whole herd of hogs. They got crazy, and they bumped at the fence, and they ran down the hill, and they all ran, and they done been by that water before. They done been on that hill, but all of a sudden this time they just kept running around down in the water. Why? Because the demonistic force done got in their spirit. When the devil get in your spirit, he'll make you run in the water. He'll make you do stuff that you don't really want to do. He'll make those dogs were just satisfied. Those hogs were just as happy rooting in the grass. But when the devil got in them, now you don't make them run in the water. Hog can't go no swim. Go to the water. Hog won't not. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And they that so I told it. All right. And he said, and glory to God. Verse 17 says, and they begin to pray. And when he was come unto the ship, he that had been possessed. Look at this. When he that was possessed with the devil prayed him, look what the young boy would do now. As the young boy, I got his mind straight, and the young boy, I got himself cleared from that spirit. I got free from that spirit. Glory to God. The young boy said, glory to God, he said, and when he was come unto the ship, that's with Jesus, he that had been possessed with the devil pray him that he may be with him. I want to be with you, Jesus. And some of the rest, I want to be with you. I cannot go with you. I never felt like this before. See, that's why when Jesus comes in your life, you'll feel different. You'll be free. You'll be free in your mind. You'll be free in your spirit. You'll be free in your heart. Oh, you're talking about a beautiful feeling. You're talking about a beautiful life. You're talking about a beautiful, glory to God. Your eyes, you'll see different. You'll, glory to God, your hands are different. Your skin will look different. Your mind will be different. Your heart will be different when Jesus comes. Verse 19 says, howbeit Jesus suffered him not. He said, no, but said unto him, go home to thy friends. See? What a better person to be used but the person that the whole city know that the devil made drag a fool.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
God. What a better person. God is ready to save you. He's ready to bring you out of the stuff you in. And he want to use you. He want to use you right in the city where you are. But Jesus said, no, you go back to your friends and tell them how great things the Lord has done for thee. Tell them the great things. Tell them how you were possessed.
Yes.
Tell them how the devil had you cutting yourself. Tell them how he had you in the tomb.
Thank you,
I want you to know tonight that somebody got a great testimony.
Yes.
But God says that if you let me do what I need to do, you just won't have a great testimony, but you have a powerful testimony. One thing I love about Jesus, glory to God, when he told me about this man, hallelujah, Jesus, didn't really know, didn't really realize who he was.
Yes.
Jesus is glory to God. He didn't necessarily have to tell Jesus anything. Glory to God. But when Jesus knew that he knew that he knew.
Yes.
Jesus knew me just as well as he knew you.
Yes.
And when Jesus knew you, you don't have to tell him nothing.
Yes.
Jesus said, Jesus, a doctor, that glory to God, that when you go to the doctor and you tell the doctor about a situation in your life and you tell the doctor about something in your body, the doctor says, you know what he'll say? Well, we got to take an x-ray. But this God that I know, that you don't have to take no x-ray. He got x-ray eyes, and he can see, glory to God, right where the problem is. There's one thing about this Jesus I know, that glory, glory, glory to God, that he knows just what's going on in your life. He knows what you're going through. He knows just what medication it needs. He knows what you need, glory to God. He don't have to put you on those 6 months of pills. Hallelujah, Jesus. He don't have to do no operation. He don't have to cut you, glory to God. One touch in your life, it'll turn things around. One take it away. One touch, glory to God. When Jesus, glory to God, that when Mary and Martha, glory to God, told Jesus, glory to God, your brother Lazarus, glory to God, if you were here, Lord have mercy, Jesus, if you were here, your brother, my brother Lazarus, he wouldn't have died. But Jesus, the glory to God, as they cried, then the Bible said Jesus wept. Hallelujah, Jesus. And Jesus asked Mary, where did you lead him?
Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus. I have the solution. I have what it takes. I got the power in my hand. And she said, show me where you lead him. You'll see him again. Said, no, we'll see him in the resurrection. Jesus said, I am the resurrection. Show me where you laid him. Just show me right now tonight, whoever you are. God said, I know where you are. And when they showed Jesus where Lazarus was laid, down in the tomb, down in the grave, he got the power in his hand. And in his who he was. He was the Son of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And Jesus stood to the tomb door of Lazarus and called Lazarus one time, Lazarus, come forth. And tonight God is saying to somebody tonight, come on out of your tomb. Come on out of your field. Come on out of your filthiness. Come on out. Come forth. I got work for you to do. I got a purpose for you. I know you was marked. Glory to God. Glory to God. For non-repair. I know you was marked for non-repair. I know you were marked that you can't be fixed. I know you were marked that ain't no more hope. I know you've been marked that you're unclean. I know you've been marked that, glory God, nobody loves you, that everybody done cast you aside, everybody done ostracized you. But God said tonight, come forth. Just turn around and come on to me. All you that labor, a heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Just take my yoke upon you and learn of me. I'll make you better. I'll make you stronger. I'll make you anointed. I'll give you love in your heart. I'll give you hope. I'll give you peace. I'll give you joy. Hallelujah, Jesus. Right here on earth, I'll give it to you. Not only here, but glory to God in eternity. I'll give you a place. Hallelujah. He said, glory to God. I'm going to prepare a place for you. If I go and prepare a place, I'll come again and receive you, that where I am, there ye may be also. Glory to God. Mark. Glory to God. Glory to God. From non-repairable. Yes, sir. You marked. Yeah, we were marked. We all was marked. All of us were marked. Glory to God. For non-repairable. We were marked. Glory to God. Sin had a bet that, glory to God, man will not be redeemed. Man will not come over this. Man will not, glory to God, revive again. But Jesus came. And when Jesus came, he came with all power in his hand, glory to God. When Jesus came, he walked on this earth for 33 years. Hallelujah, Jesus. He suffered and he bled and he died. That glory to God that all of us missed it. All of us sinners, because we all missed it. We all sinned. We all came short. But Jesus, glory to God, when he came on this earth, he came with a purpose. He didn't came for perfect people, but he came for misfits. He came for people that are broken. He said, broken and a transparent spirit. God will not despise. God won't despise you. He won't turn his back on you. He won't turn his head on you. As he's done with this young boy, glory to God. He was in bad situation. He was in a critical situation. He was in the tomb, cutting himself. But Jesus, in Jesus tonight, he's feeling somebody's pain. Tonight, Jesus, he's feeling you. He hears your cries. He hears what you're doing. He sees what you're doing. And he said, come to me. I'm coming where you are. And if Jesus come where you are, he said, hear, glory to God. Any man, hear my voice. Harden not your heart. Hallelujah, Jesus. Today you hear it. Tonight God is trying to reach you. Tonight he's letting you know, in spite of your sins, so it be red like crimson. But God shall wash you. Shall make you white as snow. Just come on to me. I know it's ugly and I know it's stink. But God said, come on to me. Come just as you are. And God shall clean you up. I'll make a preacher out of you. I'll make an evangelist out of you. I'll make a missionary out of you. I'll make something good out of you tonight, glory to God. And I'll do it tonight. I came for this specific purpose. I came for this purpose. I came for the purpose, glory to God, to redeem you. I came for this purpose. He came across that water specifically, glory to God, to deal with that young man issue. Glory to God. Specifically, hallelujah, he came across the water just for that young man. And tonight, glory to God, specifically, he gave me this message, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, for non-repairable. Mark, I was driving in the road, going to work, glory to God, and that thought just popped in my heart. This world is marked for non-repairable. Sin have signed us all. The devil has made a deal that man will not be redeemed. Hallelujah, Jesus. But glory to God, Jesus came and made a difference. He came and changed that around. That whosoever will, let him come. In spite of where you are. In spite of what you're going through. He said, come right where you are. The Bible said in 2 Peter, glory to God, 1 and 10. Wherefore, brethren, glory to God, give diligently to make your calling election sure. For if ye do these things, ye shall never fall. If you do these things, you'll never fall. If you come to Jesus and do right, you'll never fall, according to 2 Peter 1 and 10. You'll never fall. Hallelujah. He that overcometh, glory to God, shall inherit all things. And I will be his God, and he shall be my son. Look at this. All you got to do is one turn. Yeah. time. Glory to God. Come on to Jesus. Turn around. Turn around. Put the world behind. Glory to God. Because you can see where you are. It's not doing you no good. And I want to declare to you in my closing. I want to declare to you tonight that, glory to God, after you have let him use you, after you have let him, glory to God, have his way with you, the only reward and pay that he's going to give you is eternal hellfire. What a deal, huh? You think that's a good deal? To give, serve him with all your body, soul, and mind. And in the end, he's going to give you eternal life. And Jesus said, if you come to me and you serve me, then I'm going to give you eternal life. I'm going to give you everlasting life where you have to suffer and cry no more. You don't have to die no more. That's the deal. But the question is, glory to God. Because what we're doing in this world is only temporary. It's a temporary, it's temporary thing. People of God, people, men and women in general, it's a temporary. It is temporary. It's not eternal, it's temporary. It's going to end. We're not always going to be here. Our eyes one day is going to close. We are going to die because the Bible said the appointment of a man wants to die after death and judgment. We're going to die. Get it in your head. Get it in your head. Get it in your thoughts. We are going to die. We're going to stop breathing. They're going to put us in a box, and they're going to put you in a boat, and they're going to put the boat, and they're going to put you in the ground. But your soul, glory, your soul will be somewhere. And after that, who is going to be with you? We have to sing a song, who going down in the grave with me? I don't have nothing because I have no prestige. I don't look for prestige. I don't try to please nobody. I've made up my mind through the years. I have nothing, glory to God, to boast to nobody about or trying to be this or be that, nothing. I try to tell folks just the way it is. We're going to die. And when we die, if we die in Christ, we'll rise with Christ. But if we die without Christ, then you're going to rise without him. And if you rise without him, terrible going to be your condition. You had a good time on this side, like the rich man and Lazarus. You had a good time on this side. But when the Lazarus died, Lazarus was in Abraham's bosom. But when the rich man died, he wound up where? In him. He lifted his eyes in him. Believe it or know it, men and women listening tonight, church folk, people in general, get it in our heart, get it in our mind. We're going to have to stand before a just and loving God one day. And I'd rather get my house clear now. I'd rather get my ticket stamped different. Because the ticket you got now since said mark for non-repair. That's what it's betting on. And if you stay in sin, you is not repaired. The only man can make you, to repair you, his name is Jesus. And if you come to Jesus, he can repair you. He can make you better. He can make you different. I'm not mean. I love folks. I love people. If it was left up to me, I'd take everybody to heaven. If it was left up to me, everybody will go to heaven. But everybody's not going to change. You're going to have to want to change. Just like every Christian, every born-again believer on this line, they made a decision to change. Tonight, you got to change. You have to want to change. The young boy, I didn't see in the scripture where this young man cry out to Jesus. I didn't see. I didn't hear it. Maybe you might know it in the scripture. But I didn't see when he cried out to Jesus. But I heard him cry out. The Bible said he was crying in the tomb night and day. And Jesus heard his cry. And when Jesus hears your cry, he'll come where you are. Glory, hallelujah, Jesus. God should have let you know tonight, I hear your cry. I hear your cry tonight. He said, I hear your cry. Sometimes we try to entertain people, and we try to please people, and we try to make everybody happy but yourself. But it's time out. It's time out to try to make people happy. Because guess what? After you done everything that they wanted you to do to try to please them, at the end of the day, they ain't gonna like you no how. They're not gonna like come on to Jesus and let God use me and let him use me till he use me up. Do what you want to do in my life, Lord. Because today, I know I was marked. I know I had a ticket on my tomb. I had a tick marked for non-repairable. The enemy had wanted me to be to think that I cannot be repairable, but you can be repairable. God can repair you. He can repair that heart. He can repair that brokenness. He can repair you. Hear me, please. God can repair you. Woman, your husband might have walked off from you. God can repair that brokenness. Man, God can repair that brokenness. Young lady, God can repair that brokenness. Young boy, God can repair that brokenness. Young woman, God can repair that brokenness. Sin is Betty. He would have bet to put the ticket on you, marked for non-repairable. But Jesus came. When Jesus comes, he'll change it. He'll make it better. He'll make it different. I'm a living witness. Tonight, glory to God, I declare to you tonight, I dare you to try. I dare you to tell the Lord tonight, Lord, I come to you tonight. I want to give my life over to you tonight. I want to rededicate myself to you tonight. I want to, glory to God, make the transformation tonight that, glory to God, as a young man cry out and you came where he was, well, tonight, God, the cry, God, I'm hearing your cry. I've been hearing you cry now. Now tonight, here's an opportunity. I've been listening to your cry. Now tonight, do something about it. Do something with it. Mark for non-repair. Jesus come tonight to make a difference. Tonight I say to you tonight, whosoever you will be, whoever tonight you hear this message tonight, glory to God, we give you that opportunity, glory to God, to make a difference. Don't be like this young man. Jesus, his compassion was for this young man. That was his compassion. And I say to you tonight, the compassion of God is reaching out to you tonight, whoever you are. God bless you tonight. Amen. Mother Bradley, Evangelist Bradley, God bless you tonight. We thank God for the word. We thank God. I pray God. And God. Yes, ma'am. God sent the word for you. It's up to you now. You make the decision. God bless you, Mother.
God bless you, man of God. God bless you on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. We just want to encourage the people of God. You've heard the word on tonight. Amen, Jesus. You've heard the call. Amen. The man of God has opened up the door unto you. Glory be to God that you can come. Amen, Jesus. The man of God, if you would, glory be to God, anyone that would like to, amen, give your life to the Lord, glory to God, you can push *6 on tonight. You can press *6. Amen. Glory be to God. If you are ready, amen, if you know that you were marked, amen, glory be to God, non-repairable on tonight, glory be to God, you can press *6. You can press *6 and come on over. Glory be to God. We've heard the word on tonight. Glory be to God. That was that young man. Amen. But glory be to God. Where are you? Glory be to God. We've heard the word declared on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. How are you marked on tonight, people of God? Glory to God. How are you marked? Amen. Do you feel like you're in a hopeless situation? Glory to God. Do you feel like you've been cast aside? Glory be to God. Do you feel like there's just nothing? Amen. That the Lord can't use you. Amen. Glory be to God. We were created in his image and his likeness. and he loves us. He loves us. And people of God, on tonight, glory be to God, you can come. You can come on tonight. We've heard the word. Glory to God. You can come on tonight. The man of God has already opened up the way. Glory be to God. You don't have to think about it. Just come. Just come on tonight. If you know that word has come unto you tonight, man of God, hallelujah, that the Lord has called you to be, if that's you on tonight, glory be to God, woman of God, amen, Jesus, you're saying, well, that don't fit me, glory be to God, but you got to know the Lord sees you in your finished state. It doesn't matter what you look like right now, amen, Jesus, that's why this word has come. Glory be to God, because he wants to make something good out of your life. Amen. He can still use you. He can. He can still use you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. If that's you on tonight, glory to God, you can press *6. Just press *6 and come on over. Glory be to God. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Just press *6. *6. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The man of God says sin makes us marked. Amen. Non-repairable. Glory be to God. But we know the repairer of the breach. Amen, Jesus. Hallelujah. We know the healing balm of Gilead. He can heal all your broken places. Ha! Glory be to God. Oh, yes, he can. Glory to God. So press *6 on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Perhaps you found yourself, amen, not standing in the faith. You found yourself, you fell off, amen, fell off the path. Glory to God, hallelujah, and you want to come back, you have heard the word on tonight. You have heard the word on tonight. Glory be to God. You can be fixed. You can be repaired. God can use you. He wants to use you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If that's you on tonight, glory be to God. We say delay no longer. You've heard the word on tonight. Open up your heart. Open up your heart. Let him in on tonight. Glory to God. Just press *6. Amen. *6 to God. Just press *6 on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. What a word. What a word on tonight. Glory be to God. We see what sin makes us look like, what sin has us looking like. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. But Jesus wants to change that. He wants to turn it around. Glory be to God. And now, tonight is your night. Tonight is your night. Glory be to God. Amen, Jesus. As the man of God began to say, glory be to God, when Jesus went over, he went over with a purpose in mind. Hallelujah. And he has come tonight with a purpose in mind. Glory be to God. And if that's you on tonight, glory to God, just press *6. Just press *6 and come on over. Amen, Jesus. You don't have to be ashamed. Glory be to God, for we were all born in sin, shaping in iniquity. Glory be to God. All marked. Amen. That's what the enemy thought. That's what the devil thought. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But he didn't know. Glory be to God that God had a plan. Hallelujah. Before the foundation of the world. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He may have a Hallelujah. He had a plan of redemption. Glory to God. And we're so glad he did. Amen. People of God, amen. On tonight, if that's you, amen, we just get excited. We get excited, glory to God, when we think about this great salvation. Glory to God, when we think about, amen, the determinate end that the enemy had for us. But then the Lord stopped by and he saved us. Amen. Glory be to God. He wants to save you too. He wants to save you too. Will there be one? Will there be one on tonight? Amen, Jesus. Did he stop by for you tonight? Glory be to God. Will there be one on tonight that's ready? Glory to God. You ready? Amen. To come out of those chains. You ready? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. To get have your label changed. Amen, Jesus. Will there be one on tonight? You can press *6. First Star Saints come over on the broadcast side. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God, and the man of God will receive you on tonight. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. If there's not one on tonight, glory be to God, people of God on tonight. Amen, Jesus. We're going to open the line on tonight. Amen. For anyone that would like special prayer, glory to God on tonight. You can press star six. You can press star six on tonight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And we'll take those prayer requests on tonight. If there's one. Amen. Any prayer requests on tonight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Any prayer requests on tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen.
Hello. Praise the Lord. Sister Nat, I don't have a special request, but I just wanted to let you know, it was about 2 weeks ago, about 2 or 3 weeks ago, I had put in a request for my aunt. Her name is Sister Louise Williams, and she was having problems with arthritis, and she had been going back and forth to the doctor, and she had to have surgery, and she had been out of work for about three or more weeks, and she called me yesterday, and she said, "Oh, Pam, Sister Pam, guess what?" She said, "Hey, nothing wrong with you." And I just wanted you to know that y'all spread the prayers of the righteous went up.
Yes. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Let you go.
Praise the Lord for that praise report on tonight. Glory be to God. She didn't even know prayers were going up. Glory be to God. But look what God did.
Yes.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Lord, I thank you.
Hallelujah. He's still there. He's still there.
Yes, he is.
Still doing it. Glory be to God. Thank God for that praise report on tonight. Amen. There's power in prayer. There's power. Glory be to God.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank God for that praise report on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Well, at this time, glory be to God. Amen. If there are no additional, amen, prayer requests on tonight, that's okay. Amen. You have heard the word on tonight. Glory be to God. The word has gone out. Amen. Glory be to God. He sent his word. His word has gone out into the atmosphere, the stratosphere. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The voice of the Lord. Amen, has gone out on tonight. You've heard it on tonight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So we're thanking the Lord because the word sent, the word spoken, hallelujah, shall accomplish all that the Lord sent it out to do. Amen. So we thank God on tonight. People of God, we would ask you on tonight, glory to God, to get a copy of the broadcast. Glory be to God. Send it, amen. Send it out. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It's just a way of advancing the vision. It's just a way, glory to God, to help get this word out. Amen. It's not a physical track, amen, Jesus, but it's a virtual track. It's the word of God live. It's the word of God live. Amen. Hallelujah. They don't have to read the track, amen, but they can get this broadcast, listen to it, click it. Put on their phone, listen to it, glory be to God, amen, Jesus, and let the word work, amen, glory be to God. God bless you, caller. Looks like we see someone on the line.
Yes, hello.
Go ahead, precious.
Yes, I like to give a special prayer for myself, Pastor Rose White, and the ministry and family.
Pastor Rose White, okay.
Rose White.
Rose White, okay.
And for the ministry and for my family.
Okay. God bless you. God bless you, Pastor.
Thank you.
God bless you. Yes, ma'am. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. We'll take that prayer request. Amen. When the best God comes back, amen. Glory be to God. We want to ask you again, get a copy of this broadcast. Amen. Get a copy. Amen. You can text this number. The number is 912-257-3918. And again, that's 912-257-3918. Amen. Glory to God. Get a copy. Amen, Jesus. And also, listen, if you put the broadcast on the Facebook, if you put it out, amen, on Facebook, please be sure to notate it in your comments. I do not own the rights to this music because we play music afterwards. Amen. Glory be to God. So you want to put that on there that we don't have the rights for it. We're not getting any money for it. So you want to notate that on your Facebook post. I do not own the rights to this music. Amen. Glory be to God for those that are putting it out on Facebook. Again, we thank God for you. We bless the Lord for you. Thank you for your patience. Thank you for your time. We want to encourage you to come back on tomorrow night, amen, to hear the man of God, amen. He'll be back with us on tomorrow. Glory be to God. But we know God has a word, amen. Hallelujah. He got a word. We thank God. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you, man of God, for the word on tonight. We bless the Lord for you. Amen. Thank God. Amen. For Lady Oliver on tonight. Amen. She's constantly in my spirit, on my mind, praying for her. Glory be to God. But we just thank God for you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And we look forward to seeing you back with us on tomorrow. Amen. Glory be to God. And again, people of God, don't forget of the broadcast. Amen. Glory be to God. So at this time, Pastor, we're going to turn the platform back over to you. Glory be to God. We're going to turn it back over to you. Amen, Jesus. And if you would, glory be to God, in your prayer on tonight, let us remember Pastor Rose Wright. Amen. The ministry and her family on tonight. God bless you. Take your phone. You can take your phone off of you, Pastor. Looks like you. Press star six. Press star six, Pastor. There you go.
Yes.
We're trying to pull off with our speaker back on.
Oh.
Pastor, press star six. Here you are. Oh, okay, now take your phone off of mute now, Pastor Oliver. I think your phone is on mute, so take your phone off of mute, Oliver. We should be able to hear you now. Uh-oh. Hello, can you hear me?
Now we can hear you. There you are. God bless you.
Okay. God bless you tonight. Just want to say to you tonight, this message God gave me tonight, this message, I'm telling you, the Lord dropped that word day in my heart and dropped that particular text in my heart, you know, marked for non-repair. And not know where he wanted to come from. But I want to say to you tonight, the ways of God is past finding out.
And I want to declare to you tonight that this message tonight, God is trying to reach, amen, somebody tonight. God is trying to reach out. My job, my heart, to try to reach to the unchurched, to reach to those that doesn't know God, and to get the word to them, to let them know that the power of God can save them in spite of where they are. And God, for God so loved the world, he gave his only son. So God loves us. He wants us to change. And I want to say to you on a testimony that one of our, we had a lady, she called on our broadcast, on our radio broadcast on Sunday. She wanted to give her special testimony how God healed her from cancer. And I'm telling you, just by hearing that testimony, it was a powerful testimony how God healed her. And she said she was about to give up on life. And we could not take it on the phone just by listening to her. And how God, the prayer of the saints, lifted that cancer out of her system. And she called by us about that. Tell us what God have done for us. I want to say to this young lady that glory to God was praying for this preacher that's going to want, we're going to pray for you, for your church, and for you and your family. I want you, glory to God, tonight, as I speak to you tonight, I want you to sincerely believe this prayer tonight, and God is going to do something great in your behalf. I don't just normally tell people things. I just don't say things just because it sounds good. I try to listen to God. I try to focus on what God wants to do. And God wants to do great things in your life, man. You want to do great things in your church. You want to do great things in your home. And I want you to know tonight that, glory to God, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The Bible said you have not because you ask not. I wish I had the time to tell you what God have done for me this month, about a month ago. You wouldn't believe it. But what God did for me, I mean, I'm telling you, one day I'll tell it. But I tell you, God is true. He said the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. And all that therein is the Lord. And God wants us to believe that just as that. And all we have to do is ask, and it shall be done. Because when your life line up with God, you can ask what you will. And he will grant that to you. Y'all ready to pray? We ready to pray? Anybody else that need a special prayer? Because we're getting ready to pray now. Anyone else want to tap in and give it a prayer? Because we're getting ready to pray for this mother and her church and her home. Are you ready to pray? Amen. All right, Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you now, Lord. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for mercy. We thank you, Lord, for your kindness. We thank you, Lord, for your very presence. We thank you, Lord, right now for this mother, this preacher, for her church and her family. God, in Jesus Christ's name, tonight, Lord, heaven, tonight, as we extend our hands up to heaven in her behalf tonight, her heart's desire tonight, fill it, Lord. Fill her heart's desire tonight. Do it speedily for us, God. Do it. Oh, God, grant her heart's desire tonight in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I speak it, Lord. I come to you because I know you able, for you as a reward of that diligently seek you. God grant mother her heart desire tonight. Grant it, Lord. Give it to her. Give it because you ask. We ask. You have not because you ask not. But we ask in her behalf tonight. Bless her household. Glory.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Bless her husband. Bless her children. Bless her on her job. Bless it as she go out. Blessed when she come in. Lord have mercy, Jesus. Me and my wife received something the other day. Oh, my God, mother, I'm telling you. Look for blessing that you ain't even expected. I want you to look for stuff. I want you to look for things that you knew you wasn't expecting this, you wasn't expecting it. But Mother, I want you to look. Just look.
Yes.
Look for it. Look for it every day. Look. And God, and keep telling God, thank you for what you're doing. And thank you for what you're doing. And Mother, I guarantee you. I guarantee you. I might not be on this line when you testify about this, but I want you to know that, glory to God, you won't have room to receive what God is going to restore to you. You're not going to have room for it. And I pray God's speed and blessing be upon you tonight. I thank God for you. I thank you for listening to the message tonight. I thank God for his greatness. I thank God for all that was online tonight. I pray, God, that his word find resting place in your heart, that you turn to Jesus and allow God to show himself alive and well in your life. And we give God praise tonight. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you tonight, Mother. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you, man of God. God bless you, people of God. Amen. We're going to open the lines on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God, as we always do. Amen. For your victory praise, your victory shout on tonight. Glory to God for your deliverance on tonight, for all God has done. Glory be to God. We want you to come back on tomorrow night. Amen. Bring somebody with you. Tell somebody about the broadcast. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. Come back tomorrow. Amen. Pastor Oliver, Overseer Oliver, he will be back with us on tomorrow. Amen, Jesus. So come on back tomorrow. Hear the conclusion of the matter. Bring somebody with you. Amen, Jesus. And at this time, we're going to open the lines for our victory shout. Glory be to God. Amen. And we want you to give God your best praise on tonight. Amen. Give him your best praise before you leave the line. Tell him, hallelujah. Just look at the Lord.
Thank you. This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.